I Wish. Story by Jack Gabalinsky. Illustrated by Sue Danny. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Now, turn to page 4. Chapter 1. A Holiday. Pelle, Ron and Pete moaned as they walked to school.
I hate school, moaned Pelle. I hate reading and writing.
Yeah, moaned Ron. I hate all the subjects.
Me too, dudes, agreed Pete.
I'm tired of working so hard, complained Pelle.
I'm sick of being a slave, complained Ron.
Dudes, school is like a bad smell, said Pete.
Yeah, agreed Ron.
At least we're on school holiday soon.
Dudes, why don't we run away to the Pacific Ocean for our holidays? Said Pete.
There are no schools there.
How do we get there? Asked Pelle.
We can borrow my uncle's yacht, said Ron.
He's not using it.
Pete held up a hand to his ear.
Listen, dudes, he said. Freedom is calling. Let's go.
The boys high-fived each other and started to plan their holiday. Chapter 2. Across the Pacific. A week later, the three friends were sailing across the Pacific Ocean. Captain Pelle steered the boat.
This is better than going to school, he shouted.
Ron caught some fish.
Yeah, this is better than reading and writing,
he yelled back. Pete just cooked the fish. He sniffed the sea air and grinned. Day after day, they sailed across the Pacific Ocean. There was no work, no school, just the open sea and the blue sky. The three boys were so happy. Chapter 3. A Bad Storm. One day, the blue sky turned black. The soft breeze turned into a wild wind. Lightning flashed and thunder crashed. Big waves smashed into the boat. It rocked and rolled on the stormy sea.
I wish I was at school reading a book, moaned Pelle.
I wish I was writing a story, moaned Ron.
I wish I was on dry land, cried Pete.
The boat bounced like a beach ball on the waves. Suddenly, a huge wave smashed into it. The boat rolled upside down. The boys climbed onto the bottom of the boat. They thought the boat would sink and they were going to drown. But then, just as quickly as it had started, the storm stopped and the sun came out. Chapter 4. A Small Island. The boys were happy when they saw that they were near a tiny island. They swam to the island. There were coconut trees, banana trees, and pineapples growing everywhere. They liked the yellow sand and the clear blue pools.
Dudes, this is better than reading a book, smiled Pete.
The boys loved their island holiday. They spent their days swimming, fishing, and laughing. But after a few days, they grew tired of eating the same food and doing the same things.
I'm bored, said Pelle. I'd sooner read 50 books than eat one more coconut.
I'm bored too, agreed Ron. I'd sooner do 100 maths problems than eat another pineapple.
I'd rather be sailing back home, moaned Pete.
Chapter 5. A Big Bottle. Pele watched a green spot bobbing up and down on the waves.
What's that?
He asked Pete and Ron. The three friends watched as the green spot came closer.
It's a bottle, said Ron. I'm going to get it.
He brought it back and stood it in the sand. It was a very old, big, green bottle with a big cork in it. Ron tried to pull the cork out, but it wouldn't come out. Then Pele took the bottle and pulled and pulled, but still the cork wouldn't come out. Then Pete had a turn. He held the bottle with his feet. He gripped the cork tightly and pulled and pulled. Suddenly, in a cloud of smoke, the cork shot out of the bottle. The boys looked up and saw a giant genie standing over them.
Thank you,
the genie roared.
You have saved my life. For setting me free, I will grant you one wish each. What do you wish for?
The genie turned to Pele.
I wish I was back at school, said Pele. I want to be in class reading a book.
There was a flash of lightning and a clap of thunder, and Pele was back at school reading.
What is your wish?
The genie asked Ron.
I want the same as Pele, said Ron. I want to be back at school writing a story.
There was a flash of lightning and a clap of thunder, and Ron was back at school writing. The genie looked down at Pete.
What is your wish?
He asked. Pete scratched his head, but he couldn't think what to wish for. The genie was impatient.
Come on, he roared. I've been in that bottle for 2,000 years. Hurry up. What's your wish?
I don't know, said Pete. It's lonely without my friends. I wish they were still here.
There were two flashes of lightning and two claps of thunder